portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The massive runaway spending by Barack Obama is the top issue with grassroots Americans. That problem is a long way from being solved, but we've learned a lot from the budget debate. We've turned a corner. The debate is no longer about what new phony stimulus spending Obama will try to rush through Congress, but about how much and what appropriations to cut. U.S. voters are still vehement in demanding repeal of Obamacare and the extra spending it includes. Support for Obamacare has dropped to only 35%. The Democrats are servants of the feminists and intend to keep liberal social issues on the front burner. President Obama and Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid were ready and willing to shut down the entire government in order to keep the appropriation for Planned Parenthood, which is the country's top abortion provider. The feminist globalists dictate Obama's war policy, too. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, National Security Council advisor Samantha Power, and UN Ambassador Susan Rice nagged Obama until he started a war in Libya without knowing who the insurgents are and without any game plan to win anything helpful to the United States. The Republicans presented two sensible and specific budgets by Paul Ryan and by Jim Jordan, while Obama's budget is a repeat of yesterday's spending orgy. This provides new proof that Obama's real goal was and is to spread the wealth around, as he told Joe the Plumber, stealing from current taxpayers and inflicting colossal debt on their children and grandchildren. The best rule of thumb in dealing with the 2012 federal budget deficit is to freeze total spending at the pre-Obama level. That's a reasonable goal. Yes, we've learned a lot during the budget debate.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and welcome to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I for one disagree vehemently with this administration. Of course, I disagree with the last one and the one before that and the one before that. And I've actually disagreed with a lot of the administration since I've bothered to pay attention. And I never really paid that close of attention anyway, because I just thought, hey, they're all crooks, you know, so what difference does it make, really? You just got another crook in office. That's all. You know, it's like you've got, it's the same body. One's the left hand, one's the right hand, but they're connected to the same body, right? Same brain, same body. You know, it's just one's got their hand behind their back. You know, it's like, you know, when you were a kid and used to like cross your fingers, you know, behind your back and that stuff. And, you know, I can't even remember actually what was that stuff we used to do as kids, you know, and pretend, oh, cross my heart and hope to die. And all the time you had your fingers crossed behind your back like you really didn't mean it. Well, that's the hustle that's being perpetrated out there. And of course, we all know that. The American people get it. Most of us get it. And those that don't get it, well, they're going to be getting it real soon, because once the people start to get hungry, and hunger is a big motivator, makes people do a lot of desperate things, doesn't it? Truly does. Hunger is a instinctual, the drive to feed oneself, to stay alive. Well, the drive for survival, well, that's such an instinctual, innate, built into our DNA drive that it'll make people do all kinds of things. And, you know, things are going to start to get real interesting. Everybody, this is Maggie, and we kind of got dropped there. So, hey, that kind of stuff happens, you know. What are you going to do? And I thought I was kind of on a roll. I was on a jelly roll, right? You know, sometimes it's just slipping and sliding all around. But what I was talking about is what's going on, how things are going to get real interesting in a lot of the cities. Well, we see that action going on already, don't we? With, you know, these mobs, 40, 50 people, like here in Philly, let's see, a mob of 40 or 50 people. They went into a Sears store and they robbed all kinds of things. Yeah, that went down in West Philadelphia. And then in another part of Philly, North Philly, actually, a little closer, right on the edge of North Philly, Well, they started attack some citizens just meandering along the street. And so what happened with those is they broke the one woman's leg. And then there was some stuff going on in Chicago over the weekend. And then I saw there was some kind of a Caribbean festival or something happening in D.C. And then they decided to have a little rioting going on there. So you know what I'm thinking? It's really starting to dawn on me that those of you who have the ability to carry a weapon to defend yourself, well, maybe now is the time to start doing that, huh? Because, you know, you never know where you're walking anymore. What's going to happen now? If you were one of those patrons of the Sears in Philadelphia where this mob came in and started ransacking and stealing stuff, well, that would be a real frightening experience. And that woman who was on the streets of Philly where they attacked her and broke her leg, gee, I wonder how level the playing field would be if she had a weapon to defend herself and maybe she decided to not be assaulted and not potentially be beaten to death, and maybe she decided to defend herself. So maybe, I don't know, seems to me like there's a lot of stuff happening here, and you hear about this more and more and more. Of course, it really is not on the top of the list of the people in the media who should be alerting the American people to what's really happening, is it? No, it's not. But for those of us who are recognizing that, hey, you know what? There's something is afoot. Something evil this way comes, huh? So for those of us who recognize that, well, guess what? I think we better start being smart, huh? Better safe than sorry. Isn't that a Girl Scout adage? I think it is. Better safe than sorry. So maybe we better start thinking about how we can keep ourselves safe, because it appears to me it doesn't seem to matter too much where you're going. Things are happening, and those things are not good. And as things become more and more bizarre in this country, I think you're going to see a lot more of those kinds of things happen. So my suggestion, kids, is we're warned is forearmed, is it not? Haven't we always heard that? I believe we have. So I think maybe we need to pay attention to the signs. The handwriting is on the wall, is it not? Yes, it is. Listen, we're going to go to break, and then I'm going to bring on a great guest, and you are going to love listening to what this lady has to say. So hang in there, kids. We will be back in 2 minutes.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. I've got a lot of great info up there, so please check it out. And a podcast of this show will be up on my website tonight, as well as links to my guests' websites. So please go there, check it out. And listen, I've been putting together some great sayings on t-shirts. So I think if you guys are interested in helping me redistribute the truth, then you should go to the store on my website, the T-Shirts and More store, as I have named it, and buy yourself a coffee mug or something like that, or a t-shirt that says the redistribution of the truth, because, hey, that's how you help redistribute the truth. Now, I am very excited because my guest this morning is Doreen Hannis, and she has a blog called truthfarmer.wordpress.com, and Doreen is a real sharp cookie, and she knows all about food, and so I'm real thrilled, Doreen, that you were able to come on with me again today. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, but I could use a not-too-sharp cookie, actually, this morning, Maggie. Anyway, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And, you know, in your little prologue to all of this, we are in deep doo-doo as far as food goes, and I have a tremendous amount of information that I'd like to share with your listeners today, but I kind of want to know where you want to start.
Well, I would like to start anywhere you'd like to start, because Doreen is very knowledgeable what's going on in the agricultural industry in this country, so there isn't a better expert than you could find to have Doreen Hannis tell us about how these evil, evil people want to starve us to death. So you can start, Doreen, anywhere you'd like to start. How's that sound?
Well, I guess I'll start with the master plan and work my way back to some more specific incidences then. As most people know, we're having a whole lot of flooding and really odd weather patterns this year. And along the Missouri River and the Mississippi River, a tremendous, tremendous amount of farmland has been flooded. Well, I want to start with Bird Point Levee here in Missouri. Also, it's on the east side of Missouri. And the Army Corps of Engineers blew up the levee to save a little town called Cairo. Everyone here calls it Cairo, but it's spelled Cairo, like Cairo, Egypt.
Okay.
To save this little town of Cairo, Illinois, which is built in a stupid spot, okay? I mean, it's built in an absolutely ridiculous spot at the very bottom tip of the state of Illinois, where the confluence of the Ohio River and the Mississippi River meet. In that land mass, at one point, right before the city, there's a 1.5-mile stretch of land. The town of Cairo has about 2,600 residents. 1,300 at least are on welfare. Okay. Now, it's a small town, but what the Army Corps of Engineers did was blow up 200 square miles of some of the most fertile farmland in the world to save this little town with 1,300 productive individuals in the town. Now, the town had been evacuated. There is a wall protecting the town from the Mississippi River and also from the Ohio, I understand, and that wall was leaking. The levee that they blew up was not leaking at all. Farmers had about 10% of this 200-square-mile land planted in wheat, ready to harvest. The Army Corps of Engineers, in 1937, blew a small portion of this levee to allow the Mississippi to drain. They said that blowing up this levee 2 miles, and this is massive. Just to give everyone an idea, the levee is about 61 feet tall, 300 feet across at the base of packed earth, and they blew up 2 miles of it and let the Mississippi flood through. Nearly simultaneously, they blew a drain hole south of it and a little bit east to supposedly allow this water to drain out. Problem is, when they blew that drain hole, which is about a quarter mile long, the river flooded in that drain hole too, creating really a vortex where these two masses of water flooding in met, and this 200 square miles, 137,000 acres of farmland is virtually entirely destroyed. And there was a small community there called Pinhook that was, it's predominantly a black community, black farmers. They had a deal with the United States government if they reclaimed the swampland in the 30s that they could each have 40 acres. They did that. They drained the swampland. It's some of the most fertile ground in the world, and that community was destroyed. A little over 100 homes were entirely flooded in this 200-square-mile landmass, and the wheat crop completely annihilated. Now, there are grand canyons going through this 200-square-mile area. There are parts where it's roughly a half mile wide and 20 to 15 feet deep in the middle of fields. It's like, farm this. It's impossible. The wheat crop that was flooded, this is something that people really need to understand. We have had for 2 years, Maggie, all the think tanks, all of the governments saying that we are going to experience food shortages this fall in this country. The riots that occurred earlier this spring in, you know, Egypt and Lebanon, all over there, were centered around high cost of food and lack of ability of people to get food while they're making the wage that they're making. In the United States, which we could feed the entire world with no problem if it weren't for government, okay? We would have no problem feeding everyone in this world if we could get non-controlled markets and a non-interventionist strategy from the agencies of the United States government. But we do not have that. So they flooded 200 square miles, the most productive land in the world, and destroyed it. Destroyed it. For what? It lowered the river 6 inches, Maggie.
Yeah. You know, honestly, Doreen, you can't say anymore. People, only fools would say that these are just random, isolated, not being deliberately done maneuvers here by this government and these different departments of this government. Only a fool would say that, oh, there's no ulterior motive. There's no greater agenda being played out. Because once you connect these dots, and it's not that difficult. You don't need to be a Rhodes Scholar to connect the dots. It's not that difficult to connect the dots and see that there is a concerted effort and they are systematically doing everything they possibly can to take out farmland, to take out grazing land for ranchers and that stuff, to allow these forest fires to burn uncontrollably because it drives human beings off the land. It is a deliberate attack on the American people by this government.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's because there is a master plan, and that master plan, as I know that you discuss it all of the time, is Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. If people will go and download the 400 pages, roughly, of Agenda 21 off of the UN website, within the first 8 pages, they will come across a phrase that sums it up, and it says it's to control all human impact on the environment. It is the antithesis of logical design. And, I mean, I'm going to get a little bit religious here, and, you know, if people mind, that's too bad.
Doreen, you say whatever you like. This, I'm all about free speech and the free exchange of ideas, and you can say whatever you like, so go for
it. You know, our Creator designed and put us in charge of being stewards of His creation. And what we have is the reverse of that. We're not to be stewards. We're subservient to nature now. Now, when people abandon controlling nature, what happens is people can't eat. The only reason for civilization, and civil is the operative word in there, is that we have agriculture, because people are barbarous if they don't have enough food. If you look historically at societies, tribalism, where they're nomadic and they don't work the ground and create a certain amount of excess in the Department of Food, there you have, we kill you so that we can eat. And that's evidence, I mean, it just exists everywhere, that tribalism in the nomadic form exists. And the reason that we are allowed to be civil to each other is because we have enough food. When you remove people's ability to, one, prosper from their labor by getting a decent price for the food they produce on this land, you create a problem. You create a scenario wherein there is not enough, and people do not have an incentive to continue to produce food. Not to consume it. We always want to consume it, but to produce it. And we have controlled markets that stop people from getting a working wage for the amount of time that they put in. I mean, dairy farmers are probably the hardest working individuals in this country. Average day is 16 hours, all day, every day. Their organizations work with the United States Department of Agriculture to keep them at just maybe making it level. And they don't have the time to get involved in all of these policy setting meetings and to fend for themselves on the policy side of issues. So a natural adjunct of that is that a lot of farmers try to go to direct sale. So they're selling their product directly to the consumer. So the consumer, one, gets what they want, and two, the farmer gets a working wage. Well, now the agencies, the FDA and the USDA, their policy is kill that and extrapolate their authority and their jurisdiction to cover private trade. We've got that happening in the raw dairy department like crazy. You cannot make a living and feed your children and pay notes on farmland, pay notes on equipment, pay notes on houses, pay notes on tractors, on what they're paying per hundred for milk in this country. The cost of production is about $18 per hundred. They're paying $19 per hundred on average for milk. So you get $1 for every 12 and a half gallons over the cost of production.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that's the policy that the United States Department of Agriculture has been implementing in every area of agriculture since the 1950s. Now, how did that come about? It came about because of the Organization on Economic Development, which is an adjunct of the UN, whose message was, get big or get out.
Yeah.
And that controlled the financial side of the loan departments, et cetera, and then it also controlled the production side. So the smaller and more diversified you are, which is the healthiest model for agriculture, and it is also the healthiest model for people, it has been squashed. And we have a resurgence in that type of thinking that, you know, like a systemic view, if you will, and it gets squashed by policy. And people are actually being prosecuted as criminals in administrative court for trying to get people good food.
Yeah.
You know, and we all have to eat. So those yes. who are in the city have to get involved in agriculture, not just sit back and go, you know, they're going to judge somebody's methods of production when they're not out there doing it, you know?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
It's like, There are issues, and sometimes, you know, people need to, sometimes they might need to use an herbicide, but what kind and how much, you know?
Doreen, Doreen, on that note, the music is our cue. We're going to break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, everybody, so hang in there. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 0232.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. A podcast of this show will be up on the website tonight, as well as links to Doreen Hannis's blog, which is entitled truthfarmer.wordpress.com. Her blog, a link to her blog, is already up on my website under the podcast tab, so please go there. Check out what Doreen Hannis has to write about, because she definitely is in the know. Doreen, when we went to break, you were talking about how people, farmers, for selling a product that Americans want to buy, are now being prosecuted. And I know before we talked about Morningland Dairy and their cheese and the raw milk and stuff that they were selling. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Morningland Dairy is a raw cheese dairy. They are farmstead operation. And what that means is they milk cows on their farm and have a cheese plant on their farm. And then they make cheese from the milk produced there. Well, June 30th of last year, the FDA, the California Department of Food and Agriculture, the FBI, California State Highway Patrol, and the Los Angeles Police Department, and a Canadian agency raided a raw food club, a private food club, and took $11,000 approximately of inventory at gunpoint in Los Angeles, California, in Venice, actually. And Morningland Dairy sold cheese to this place in August, 55 days after this product was confiscated from Rawsome Foods. Morningland was notified by the Missouri Milk Board that the California Department of Food and Agriculture had two suspect tests on cheese seized in this Rawsome raid. Well, the cheese that was seized was in one-pound blocks. Morningland never sold one-pound blocks to this Rawsome food cooperative. They sold half-pound blocks, not one-pound blocks. I looked at the invoices for a whole year, and they never sold that to them. So where did this come from? So on suspicion, and this is the new science, we don't have scientifically accurate applications for adulteration, which is what the FDA deems any kind of bacterial contamination.
Okay.
We have no longer scientifically accurate, meaning that it is proven by at least two tests, and there are amounts that are in excess of safe level. Okay? That doesn't happen anymore. Instead, we have science-based criteria applied to food. So they shut down Morningland Dairy. The Milk Board said, you should be back in business by next week. Then the Milk Board guy went home, got talked to by the FDA. They embargoed all of their cheese, $250,000 worth of raw dairy in their cooler, put a sticker on it, said it can't be touched. They shut them down entirely. For 5 weeks, they could not be approved to ship milk into the commercial strain. So they were, sorry, commercial chain. So then they were dumping their milk for 5 weeks. Then finally, and exactly when they said it would happen, they said as soon as the FDA clears the plant, which they did environmental swabs, they took over 100 swabs, even in the dairy areas, milk tank room, under the legs of the tank, they swabbed all of that and found no listeria or no staph aureus. So that was, they found staph, but it wasn't in levels in excess. Staph is everywhere, okay?
It's normally on the human body, too.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know.
It's normal.
Right, it's absolutely normal. It's everywhere. And listeria is actually everywhere, too. It's in 75% of nature, but they did not find this. So the FDA cleared the plant, said they were clean environmentally, and only when that happened was this dairy allowed to ship its milk into the commercial pasteurized chain, okay? Mm-hmm. Only at that point. And that says to me two things. One, the FDA is the one in charge of this, not the Missouri Milk Board, right?
Okay.
And two, that the Missouri Milk Board is acting as an agent of the FDA, not as an agent of the state of Missouri. Okay? Because what I was trying really hard to find out what the procedure for getting this plant back into production was. They couldn't tell me. It was like trying to nail Jell-O to a wall. Like,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So what steps have to be done? Well, turns out it runs like the rest of Agenda 21. Everything's done by committee and consensus. Can you imagine? There's no definitive. It's all just on, well, you know, we have to agree on what steps need to be taken, and we don't really know what those steps are at this point, but we're going to discuss it, and everybody has to be in complete agreement about it. That's government?
Yeah, no. No, it's not. It's not. It's chaos.
Well, that was all they could tell me. They couldn't tell me any particular process to follow, anything that had to be proven or disproven. They refused to allow this, and it's a small company. They employed six people. They did about $600,000 per year gross. They, you know, I mean, that's gross, not
I
net.
I gotcha.
And they had their major amount of inventory. They were really high on inventory because they had just dried off 25 of their cows, and they only milked about 60 cows total. Okay. So the milk board would not allow them to test each batch of cheese, and this is very important for your listeners to comprehend. If Kraft has a problem with a batch of cheese, they recall that batch. They don't shut down the entire Kraft corporation over one problem with one batch. But that's what happened in this case. They made them recall their whole 6 months worth of production, embargoed the rest of their cheese in the cooler, did not allow them to go back into production, and ultimately took them to court. And now they are sitting for nearly a year with no income. Just the cost of production on the cow's milk is being covered by shipping into the commercial chain. That's it. And this is a family operation that's been in existence for 30 years with no illnesses associated with it. That doesn't matter because they're employing science-based testing as opposed to scientifically accurate test, Maggie.
Yeah, it's Doreen, it's just outrageous, the stuff that's happening. Listen, everybody, we're talking to Doreen Hannis. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Please hang in there.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, please do so. The number is 800-313-9443, 1-800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please get in touch with me. I love to hear from you. If you'd like to shoot me an email, go right ahead. And if you'd like to call in, 800-313-9443. Look, I've got great information on my website, so please go there. There will be a podcast of today's show up there tonight, and there is already a link to Doreen Hannis, my guest, to her blog, which is entitled truthfarmer.wordpress.com. Doreen, when we went to break, you had you were talking about the Morning Landiri, and they're not using science to make these analyses of whether or not they find any type of bacteria. It's just nonsense. They're going by nonsense, and that's what's ruling the day here, nonsense, so that they can close down private manufacturers, growers of food, everything they can do to starve the people so the masses in the street who will be rioting won't be like these hoodlums who broke into Sears and stole sneakers and watches and T-shirts and that kind of crap. The next group that's going to be breaking into things will be the people who are going to steal your food and, you know, who knows?
It's
kill you.
It's by design. And that's the thing that's so reprehensible about all of it, Maggie, is we have a concerted effort to subvert the natural human instinct to produce goods that others can use and to profit from your labor. And that's inherent in humanity. If you have a communism, pure communism cannot work in groups larger than a family size group, you know, of say like 10 to 12 people. Beyond that, people just stop working. I mean, they tried that in the early settlements here in the United States. It does not work. People starve to death if they can't profit from their labor. So, you know, that's really what we have, is we have opposing worldviews that are in dire conflict. And we've got one that actually works and the other one that people want to put forth in theory. And that's what we're running off of insofar as our food safety issues. We are running off of theory because, conversely, we've got a division here. We have science-based standards that kill businesses, that kill initiative, and kill entrepreneurship being perpetrated against small non-mega ag groups. And then on the other side of it, we've got genetically modified organisms being touted as the savior of the universe, if you will, when there are lots of legitimate scientific problems with these organisms, you know? So
yes, I do.
We can eat GMO stuff that continues to produce herbicide and pesticide within our bodies, that causes hamsters to grow hair inside of their mouths and, you know, cuts down the fertility and increases the death rates in animals, and that's good for us to eat, but you can't drink raw milk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we've got a couple callers, Doreen, so I want to take a caller in a second, but I wanted to mention to you, now that you're talking about genetically modified stuff, I want to have you, let's take the callers, and then let's talk about, maybe you had seen this, that they're creating test tube beef. Did you
see that?
Yeah.
They've been doing that for a couple of years. It's pretty gruesome.
Oh, like, God, I just...
It's reminiscent of The Matrix. I mean, how do you...
We're in The Matrix.
Tastes like, yeah.
We really are. We're living in The Matrix. It's a trip, isn't it?
I didn't even take a pill for crying out loud.
Oh, man, I'll tell you, you can't make this crap up.
No, it is definitely stranger than fiction. But, yeah, we can talk some more about the genetically modified stuff. And, you know, I don't know how long you want to go on with me today, but I can probably keep you busy for a while, Maggie.
Well, Doreen, you can stay with me. We've got another hour of the show, so you can stay with me for the entire time. You know, you're welcome anytime for as long as you can stay on because, hey, people need to know about food, Doreen. I mean, I like to eat, and you need to eat, even if you don't like to eat. The bottom line is you're not going to live too long if you don't eat. So
yeah,
it's not an optional thing.
Right.
So
living
on
prana. We can go to the callers if you like, and then
okay, let's do that. We'll grab Werner in New Brunswick. Hey, Werner, how are you?
Oh, hanging in there. I'm
good.
I'm spending way too much time inside.
Oh, that's all right.
Kicking up some stink over the telephone, and so.
Ah, that's okay. That's okay. What's going on today, Werner?
Well, I just was listening there to your show and. You know, the issues I want to bring to the attention, and basically what the people of the land, they have been under attack now for many, many years. We are now the native people. We are taking the place of the native people, the place the native people had a few hundred years ago when the white Europeans came here to North America.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. But at the time, you know, colonialism, you know, substituted for corporate globalist, you know.
Right.
The same beast we are facing. You know, power-hungry people. But now they got in the last 150 years, they got in an ally, and that is so-called science.
Yeah, so-called yeah. science, absolutely.
They want to champion their wisdom and their goals and shove it down our throat, you know, using us as guinea pigs for their socio-economic test.
Mm-hmm.
No. Human, yep, we're the new guinea pigs, Werner. The
we're
human
all part
guinea
of a large medical experiment that we did not willingly consent to.
No, no. It's the new Tuskegee trials now. It's called the human population. It's one massive experiment on human beings, isn't it?
Well, it is, and, you know, this is something that this should really drive things home to people. Soybeans, 96% of the soy in the whole world is genetically modified now. You cannot any longer buy a can of tuna fish that does not have soybean oil in it.
Yeah, yeah.
And in regard to soybeans, I think they run into big problems down there in Brazil. There's some kind of fungus that basically destroys their GM-modified soybean crops.
Yep, it's there's actually a new pathogen associated with the use of Roundup glyphosate, which is an herbicide developed by Monsanto, and Monsanto in turn developed all of these crops that are resistant to glyphosate, and they spray it on the. Yeah, I hear the music.
Okay, listen, everybody, hang in there. We'll be back in 2 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and we will be back with Doreen Hannah, so hang in there.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm talking this morning with Doreen Hannis, and her blog is entitled truthfarmer.wordpress.com. Please go there. She's a great writer. She's got a lot of information. Doreen, we were talking with Vernon. We were talking about GMOs. He had mentioned the soybeans, and there's a new pathogen, you started to say, which is, for those of you who don't know what pathogen is, it causes disease. There's a new pathogen out there now? Is this from these GMO crops that this new thing spring up?
It evidently is part of the genetically modified crop production issue, and actually a USDA scientist named Roger Huber wrote a letter to Obama and to Secretary Vilsack 3 days before they approved three new genetically modified organisms to be planted and strewn all about this country, and told them of the dangers associated with genetically modified food and the herbicide. Okay. Now, it is what happens, evidently, is that there is a type of fungus that grows that will cause about 45 to 50% mortality in livestock fed this genetically modified food. Okay?
Unbelievable.
And it's extremely, you know, it sounds very, very dangerous, and he's saying, don't approve anything until we get this all studied out. But they go ahead and approve it. Why? Because Monsanto is owned by Pfizer. Pfizer is a great, big, gigantic corporation that holds a lot of money for lobbying in their hands. So yes. We've got the best government we can buy, all the justice we can buy, and all of the science-based reasoning that can be bought by these corporations who do their own studies and say it's approved, and it gets approved. We've got a revolving door between corporations and the heads of agencies, like Monsanto ties are huge. Michael Taylor of the FDA passed Monsanto. We've got Supreme Court Monsanto previous employees. It's just like we have a global GovCorp. And we are not being represented, certainly on the federal level, and we're hardly being represented on the state level any longer. We are just looked at as really something to be managed, evidently, Maggie. We're like livestock.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the interesting thing, Doreen, because these schmucks who run these corporations, now they're going to eat at the finest five-star restaurants, but where do they think that beef comes, that Kobe beef or whatever, where do they think that comes from, and what were those animals fed? See, these people are so short-sighted, they truly are, but of course we know greed is what is driving them. But in their short-sightedness, they are going to ultimately, they will poison themselves. It's inevitable. It's only a matter of time. Now, will they kill off a lot of the world's population between now and that point? Oh, indubitably. But the bottom line is there's no escape from the own game that they're setting up. They're not going to escape from it either.
Well, you're absolutely right, because it, you know, this is not a closed system.
No. Hey, listen, everybody, that's music. We're going to break again. We will be right back in a minute. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Hang in there, everybody.